I'm in this bitch.
Word.
No doubt.
I feel that.
And you gonna respect me, or I'm gonna destroy you.
HoodHype.com. I started small time, soap game, pushing on the corner, 20 cent cooker, 50 flippers if you want them, full of formaldehyde, my clothes reeking marijuana, cops rolling up on us, my neighborhood's like a sauna, pistol gripping, the jury won't nobody run up on us, but if they do, fuck them, we murderers, nigga, dome them, I ain't playing no games, I'm on a mission for the change, motherfuck me in the name, I'm 10 toes in the
game. Yeah, we got Face.
Romantic.
Face from the H.
Our word?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What up, Face?
What's good,
what's
man?
Going down? Yeah, I was going over my Twitter, man, and somebody said y'all was talking about me on the radio, so I sure want to make sure I called in and hollered at y'all. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening? I know this ain't Face from.
Did we just get blessed?
Accent. Somebody fucking with us. Ain't no way this is D Face from the H.
Shit.
Yeah.
What's poppin', no?
Ain't nothing, man. Now this, I mean, Face, this is you, man. I gotta be honest. We talking about the VH1 yeah. shit. And we talking about...
Yeah, well, I'm glad somebody heard me.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, we always listening for you.
Listening.
That's it. Ain't no doubt about that. But the thing, man, where we got a bone... I ain't gonna say we, because some people feel another type of way. I personally feel that you was being a little bit picky, man, with not wanting to get on with the hip-hop honors because of the Dirty South label, man. I don't really get what the problem is with the Dirty South.
No. Let me clarify some shit, man, so you understand what I'm saying, man. This is one fucking machine, man. You know what I mean? This is just music. This is hip hop.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck if you come from bareback Africa, bruh. It's just hip hop, man. I know where the fuck I come from. But you know what I mean? You ain't, man, you're not finna make a mockery of me and have me on there with no fucking hay and cows and horses and shit and, you know, pigs and shit, nigga. Oh. Fuck that shit, man.
Okay.
Put me in G-Pop with the rest of these niggas you putting in there, nigga.
I feel
put
that.
Put me in there the right way.
Now, hold on, Face, because maybe there's some shit that you, some information that you had access to that the average person don't know. Now, you talking about hay, cows, is that going to be part of their set?
Goddamn, man, you doing that shit in New York, you know what they gonna do to a nigga. They gonna have a nigga looking stupid than a motherfucker.
Oh, man.
What?
You know goddamn well when Nelly went up there on one of them award shows, man, he did his country grammar, and they had pigs and hay and shit out there and all that bullshit,
man. I know what you're
man.
Talking about.
Okay.
Making a nigga look extra stupid, man. Fuck that shit, man. Honor us as hip-hop motherfucking artists, dude. You ain't got to put no South on that shit. We know where we come from. Emancipate that shit now, man.
Okay.
Emancipate that shit. No. We a part of that shit just like everybody else is, man. Fuck
all right.
that.
I feel where you're coming from that angle. But then what's the show,
yeah.
the hip-hop honors where they had Snoop, Ice-T, N.W.A., and they honor all the West Coast artists. And I can't remember what the name for that show was, what the official title was.
They said Hip Hop Honors West Coast?
I think, was it West Coast or Gangsta Rap? What was it?
It was N.W.A.
It was, but why did they honor Ice Cube then? Because he wasn't part of N.W.A.? I mean, not Ice Cube, but Ice-T.
Oh, Lord, Ice-T. Somebody Ice-T. Don't know the hip-hop.
No, please. No, I know my hip-hop.
He said Ice-T.
Yeah, Ice-T, that's what I meant to say. So, no.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm saying they had, you know, a West Coast themed show, man. They had all West Coast artists, and I didn't really see the West Coast artists, you know what I'm saying, getting pissed off that, y'all throwing us in a fucking box.
Nah, man. Dude, they've been making a mockery of niggas that come from the South since the beginning, bro. You know, these fucking powers that be. I ain't talking about the niggas. The niggas accept us and respect us. I'm talking about the powers that
the
be
suits.
Making niggas look extra country.
Okay.
All right.
But and I mean, didn't Outkast address this?
Wait, hold up.
Oh, go ahead.
If they had a hip hop, VH1 Hip Hop Honors West Coast, I want to see this.
I can't remember the title. People in the chat, man, do me a favor.
I can find the title.
Actually, look, it was the one that was about 3 years ago, I think, by now.
I got you.
It's the one where I know fucking, Trey D and Snoop and all them perform. Damn, I can't remember who it was honoring. I don't think it was an individual.
Him on that motherfucker, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, don't fucking put me, don't categorize me as no, you know what I mean? Don't put me in that shit.
All right, man, my face.
And we fought hard, man, bro. We fought hard in the motherfucker, bro, down here.
So, I mean, but the
we
thing is...
like a motherfucker down here, man.
What, how did you feel when Outkast started put... Were they the ones who originally...
Dirty South. That's the first people
how'd
I remember saying
when
it.
How'd you feel when people started saying it early on, back in the 90s?
That was a fucking slang that they used, man. That's cool.
But, okay. I mean, what...
That was them. That's their shit. That's what they can call... They can call that shit the dirty if they want to. But a motherfucker from Germany can't call us dirty. You know?
Yeah, church.
A motherfucker from Connecticut and New Jersey and New York can't call us dirty. Nigga, we got grandmas down here. Our grandmas don't play that shit. We clean the motherfucker.
I feel that, man.
We clean the motherfucker down here. I think Outkast were actually, I think it was the Goody Mob.
Yeah, Dungeon Family.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
Was it Goody Mob?
If I know my hip hop. If I know my hip hop.
Yeah, Soul Food.
If I know my hip hop.
It was Soul Food.
I think.
Hold on, man. I'm thinking of. I thought that was Hoodie. Hold on.
It was a Soul Food album.
You sure?
Yeah, what you know about the Dirty South?
That's the name of the title, but I'm talking about it was in a verse before that, though.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I swear to God.
All we know is it came out of the Dungeon Family.
Yeah. All right, FaZe. All right,
it came out of the Dungeon Family.
I'm
cool with that.
We got you on. I got to keep it going on this topic, though, because you saw, like, Little John was saying that it don't offend him. He good. And there's a whole host of other people, though.
Again, though, listen to what I'm saying, though. Little John came out, and they played Little John shit. You know, that's cool. But the fucking squabbles that we had to go through... In the late 80s, 90s, to get that shit up there, nigga fought hard in the motherfucker to be a part of the hip hop generation, you know, general population.
Yeah. Okay.
You feel me?
So, but you don't look down on none of the people that says, I'm cool, I'm going to show up, and we going to perform.
I mean, man, I want them to show up.
Okay.
You know, and this beef ain't with no artists, it ain't with no fans, it ain't with no motherfuckers behind them cameras, it ain't with no motherfucker on the other end of this phone. It's between me and VH1.
Okay.
Desegregate hip hop, bruh.
Okay.
Man, we one big fucking happy family. Don't try to separate us from general population.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think, shit, when I watch MTV Jams or any of these mainstream shit, I don't see y'all being separated. I see y'all shit more than I want to see. A lot of no disrespect, but there's some Southern artists that I can't fuck with their music. Because they ain't putting it down like you put it down. They ain't putting it down like Outkast put it down.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say no names because I ain't trying to single people out. But there's a lot of bullshit.
And they
getting played heavy. So I can't say that they segregating y'all because y'all getting major love.
Remember when Outkast won? I can't remember what award it was. It was a Source Awards,
wasn't it? Where they were talking about.
The motherfuckers had the nerve to boo Outkast? Are you crazy?
Yeah,
but that's the Source. They fucking booed Death Row when Death Row was running shit. So, I mean, that's the Source. That's what they do. I mean, that shit happens.
Take that shit off, man. I mean, it ain't got nothing to do with nobody but me. You know, this shit shouldn't affect anybody's opinion on what VH1 is doing.
So how should it have been addressed?
I mean, shit, if you wanted to do a down south based show, you should have had a down south based nigga to put the shit together in a down south venue.
All right, yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
It does go down, you know what I mean? In New York.
If you're going to honor the South, you know, honor the motherfucker in the right light. I mean, we know where we from. Don't make us look stupid. Don't fucking put us on the front porch with watermelon rinds and flies and naked and shit. And, you know what I mean? Don't make us look dumb, dude. We smart than the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
ain't
doubt.
No stupid ass niggas out here, man.
No doubt. I feel your argument, man.
So you think it's just perpetuating? Yep. They're just perpetuating.
They perpetuating the stereotype. But I mean, I feel where he's coming from. I still see the other side of the argument too. But he entitled to his opinion. I mean, Faison always spoke his mind. So I mean, yeah, we gotta appreciate that.
I want to hear your side of the argument too. What's your opinion?
No, man. I mean, my opinion is like to me is like especially too, man. For you in particular, the Ghetto Boys, y'all has been to me slept on. And largely ignored by a lot of the other part of the country. So for me, regardless of whether it's late, to me, I say better late than never, where they willing to honor you for putting in the work that you put in. Now, whether you saying are they genuine for wanting to honor you? Or are they just trying to pull you in to like get credibility? That I can't speak on because I don't know their fucking motives. But to me, I look at it like, yo, you a fucking legend, and they are acknowledging your legend. And I say, why spit in the face of being recognized? And that's how I see it. That's my honest opinion. But I feel where you're coming from, too.
Yeah, when you if you ever recognize me again in life, recognize me among the rest of the culture.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Recognize me among everybody else that you recognize when it's just plain hip hop, you know, because that's the way I look at it. When I listen to Soulja Boy or Gucci Mane or any motherfucking body from the South, I don't say, oh man, that's that dirty South hip. No, motherfucker, it's just plain hip hop to me.
I agree with you there, 100%.
You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. And people like that shit, and people buy that shit, man. And that's fucking hip hop. You know,
I feel
people love fucking Nas and Jay-Z and Ice Cube and fucking Dre, and they love Bun B, and they fucking love Drake and Lil Wayne, and man, it's just one fucking family, though. We all in the same goddamn gang, man.
And treat everybody the same.
You know, where y'all at right now? What part of the world y'all
Detroit.
In?
Detroit,
Michigan. Yep.
Y'all ever heard of Juneteenth? You in front of a computer?
Yeah.
Juneteenth.
Google.
I got it right now.
Quick, while we on this show.
I'm there.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Freedom Day, Emancipation.
Okay.
Freedom Day.
I'm with you. Juneteenth.
Oh, Juneteenth. All right.
Also known as Freedom Day. It's an American holiday honoring African-American heritage and celebrated by people of all ethnic and racial backgrounds.
Why they celebrate that shit at?
It originated in Galveston, Texas.
Okay. The point I'm trying to make is, if niggas down south was late, y'all was already free up there. We just got word and made a holiday out of it.
Okay.
In a nutshell. You know, don't nobody in the fucking country know about Juneteenth but niggas down here. But that's because niggas down here got the word late.
Okay.
You know.
I feel you.
Emancipated from slavery. So I mean, I'm highly offended that a motherfucker put that shit on hip hop, man. Like, we getting there late, you know, honoring the dirty South, you know.
That's true. They've been here forever.
25 years later, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as Dirty South is concerned, I mean, they've been here since fucking.
But this is something that I done brought up on past shows. It's a million fucking artists that ain't got their due yet on fucking VH1. That I ain't spoke on from regardless of the coast. I mean, they fucking have, I think it was Eric Sermon from EPMD, or they may have EPMD on there honoring some other motherfucker. And I'm like, how the fuck y'all ain't honor EPMD yet? They ain't been saluted.
I know they got in. They got in.
When did they get in? No, they performed for somebody else. They didn't get honored.
They did. No, I think they got on it, man.
I don't think so, though.
I'm almost certain they got on it.
I was pissed off at that shit, man. If I'm corrected, then correct me. But I swear to God, they performed on someone else's behalf.
I've been to the honors for the past 2 years, and okay. I don't think they have. I've been going to the hip hop honors for the past couple of years, man.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a big fucking thing that they would honor, you know, Too Short and De La Soul and Public Enemy all in the same building. You know, that's cool as fuck to me.
Yeah.
You know, if you're gonna honor Luke and James and Jermaine and Timberland and the Dungeon Family people, you know, then you can't honor them without honoring Rockefeller and Bad Boy and Ruthless and you know what I'm saying? You gotta put them all together, man. Don't fucking segregate us.
Yeah.
Don't put us in there with everybody else. You know, don't have a wall for hip hop and then have another smaller wall for, you know, niggas that came from the South.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel you.
Just because we got out of slavery late.
I feel so all right. So are you gonna now? Would you put this on the producer? I mean,
it's on whoever's organizing.
This
is
some idiot producer. It's ignorance.
No, I mean, Fab Five Freddy is not ignorant.
No,
and
I'm
me
saying,
and Fab Five Freddy had this conversation.
No, I'm saying whoever produced
hold on,
the
hey,
show.
How did that go down? That convo between you and Fab Five. I mean, did he feel your point of view at all, or was he? I mean, did he argue the other way, or what?
Oh,
what
happened? He didn't argue. He didn't argue it with me. You know, he was like, "Well, what can we do to make it right?" You know, and at first I was like, "You know what? I don't even want to be in that shit." You know, when I go in, I want to go in with fucking put me in with Daft Effects or somebody. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And put me in, you know, don't put me in with just Southern shit. Put me in with the general population of hip hop, dude. So because I fought hard to get that, to get us in there.
Yeah.
Do you think Luke fought hard in the motherfucker, man. Luke couldn't say no ass bitch, no backstage fast for the longest. He couldn't say this shit.
No doubt. They was on him. I mean, they was on him tough. Real
tough.
They
was on us too.
Shit, they was on everybody from that era. I mean, everybody from that time frame fought, you know, paved the way so that nowadays, I mean, shit's free, way freer than it used to be. So,
do you think there's a problem? Do you think that people still don't consider down south rap music hip hop?
I don't give a fuck. I'm in this bitch.
Word.
No doubt.
I feel that.
And you gonna respect me or I'm gonna destroy you.
Speaking of which, don't you got an album coming out again? Another album?
Yeah, because it was, yeah, I mean, Emeritus was, you know, everyone looked at that and it's like, okay, this is finally, you know, this is Face's final chapter. This is it. What's the deal, man? You got something else coming?
That was Face's final chapter under the situation that Face was in.
Okay.
You know, and if it was no way for Face to get, you know, on a playing field a little bit more in Face's favor, then yeah, that was gonna be it for Face.
Okay.
Yeah.
But sound like shit didn't change.
Well, Face is on his own football field.
Yeah, that's the best place to be.
I got my own team now. You know, fuck, I look like playing football all these many motherfucking years and I ain't on the staff. Come on, man.
Actually, I feel you. So what we going? I mean, what's the release date, man? Or I mean, give us any information you can.
You going indie? What's going on?
I'm not in no hurry, you know. And if y'all know me, I am. That's the last thing I'm in is a motherfucking hurry.
Right. We are. We want to hear it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm right now. I'm making an album to mirror the fix.
Oh,
the fix is the shit. Axe here.
Damn, are you fucking serious?
Axe here.
That's crazy.
The fix is hard as hell.
And I'm naming the album The Habit.
That's fresh.
So, you know, I'm gonna mirror the fucking fix. Because to me, and I'm just saying me because I'm stupid in the motherfucker, but that was a time in my career where I felt most comfortable. And what I was doing.
It's obvious.
Yeah, I mean, the fix is hard as hell. I mean, shit, Diary was one of my favorites too, but the fix was thorough as fuck. I mean, especially as far as subject matter, one of my favorite shits off there is still the one, I think it was the track you had with Kelly Price. And that shit was hard as hell. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, just the whole album, the fix was right. So, if you mirroring that, people should be excited. No doubt.
Well, I'm excited because, you know, it's actually something in it for me. You know,
that's what's up.
So VH1 Hip Hop Honors is out of the question for Scarface, but you got a new album coming out eventually.
This is supposed a good question, Face. Now, if down the road, let's say they go ahead and do a Hip Hop Honors great lyricists. No, just great lyricists. Okay. Where they do Jay, Nas, and then they want to put you into that,
you know, you
and that group. Would you be a part of it?
I ain't going. I'm boycotting again.
Oh, man. Hold on, man.
I'm not a great lyricist. Get the fuck out of here.
What you mean? Hold on, man. What you mean you ain't a great lyricist? Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm trying to play the humble card now, man.
You clowning now.
Don't do that shit.
No,
yeah, I know, right? Niggas starting all this goddamn shit wanting to be humble now.
Don't do that, man.
Don't start a trend like that.
Yeah. Thanks, here.
I mean, you know, I want to go in. I want to, if I ever get a chance to ever go back into it, into the Hip Hop Honors, I want to be at the end of my career, and I want to go in, you know, with dignity. I want to go out with dignity.
Okay.
Don't fucking make a mockery of my career, you know, because I worked so fucking hard to leave my grandmother's house. You know, I worked hard as fuck to leave Holloway. To even get to this point, you know, to where a nigga in Michigan or even know who the fuck I am. I come from a little bitty neighborhood in a little bitty house in Houston, and I was raised by my grandparents and my uncles, you know. And for to get people all over the world to know who I am, you know, being from that little small spot right there, you know, with no help.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go out with dignity.
Dirt.
I feel that, man. Dirt. Respect.
Don't fucking slap me in my face, dude.
I hear you.
You know, and people make it look like I say, people make that shit look like how they want that shit to look, man. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. I feel
you. Man, Face is being cut because he not. No, Face was a nominee. Face was, you know, getting a lifetime, whatever the fuck kind of award they wanted to give Face. You know, cool. But I don't want to go out like that. I want to go out with dignity, man. And I don't want to go out with, you know, being in the Southern Hall of Fame of hip-hop. I want to go out in hip-hop's Hall of Fame, period.
That's true.
You know, I don't like the idea of being segregated from, you know, Kane and Kool G Rap and KRS-One and all them niggas. I don't want to be segregated from the motherfuckers that got me to where I wanted to do this shit.
That makes sense. And I mean, I get the part what you're saying too about not wanting to go out until you really done. Because you see that in sports. I mean, motherfuckers don't hit the Hall of Fame until they really done playing. And that's, I mean, some of the shit with Hip Hop Honors has been confusing because you got cats that still active. I mean, some people barely, I ain't gonna say they ain't hit their peak, but they been, you know, only in the game for a few years. You know what I'm saying? They ain't on a 15, you know, 16 years in. You know what I'm saying? They still getting honored ahead of time.
Oh, I got some bad shit for you then, baby. This is 23 years.
23. Damn.
Yeah.
I did my first, I signed my contract August 18th, 1987.
Damn.
I never had a childhood. I was on the fucking road.
I didn't even realize it went back that far, man. That's some shit.
23 years.
So, man, can you imagine the squabbles that we had on the road, you know, trying to get respect?
Yeah.
Because if it didn't come from one of those coasts, then you couldn't make it.
Yeah. I can only imagine what y'all, you know, when y'all travel north or maybe not even north, man. Maybe just, you know, a couple states to the left or to the right. Y'all probably had all types of shit to do.
Everywhere else was a very, very big response, including California.
Okay.
All right. You know, when we went to New York, New York was on the positive shit, man. We was on tour with X-Clan, man, okay?
Okay. That's some two different states.
That's how far
X-Clan scary.
This shit go. We was on tour with Kwame and a Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that's two different, I mean, way different styles, man.
Hell yeah, it is.
Way different.
X-Clan. But that's, I mean, that's cool that they had love, though.
So is it safe to say the Ghetto Boys were the original fucking down south hip-hop? I mean...
Oh, I'm gonna give it to Luke.
That was Walker. Yeah, I mean he was original out of the Skywalker. South, but man, yeah. I don't know.
But
that was like club music. That was at Miami bass.
There you go segregating. Well, right? You about to get in trouble.
No, I mean, but Luke Skywalker was Miami bass
music.
Watch your mouth.
Watch yourself.
But I mean, you had
like them old folk down here in the South, so y'all know about this. You better watch your mouth, boy.
You better watch
what you say about them white folk, boy.
These fuckers are always attacking the white guy. Goddamn.
Dick Hyman. Dick Hyman.
What you say about them white folk. Hey, it's all in good fun, man.
No doubt.
I see.
But we were on tour, you know, with these people. And it may very well be, you know, make it safe to say that the Ghetto Boys was one of the first hip-hop groups to ever, you know, get out.
Yeah.
But Luke then was too though.
Yeah, but I mean, really? Damn, they were a whole different thing, man.
I ain't gonna front. I used to listen to Two Live Crew.
I did, man. Hey, we want some pussy and all that shit. Yeah,
that's
but
one
I'm
of the
just
first shit that easy does it.
Yeah. They said pussy on a record. Oh shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Hey, but you know what though? Man, a hip hop historian, man, me. Dude, after all these many years, huh? It's kind of like I'm cheating. Ice-T started that gangsta ass shit, man.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. That's true.
I ain't bullshitting with that 6 in the morning.
No doubt.
You know?
Oprah wasn't fucking with it, though.
That's a whole nother topic.
Oprah still ain't fucking with it.
Hell no.
Hey, what'd you say? Jigga got away with one, huh?
Thanks, here. Jigga and Luda too, for the movie. He got on there for that movie.
Hell yeah.
And she wasn't fucking the music. He was on Oprah. He was on Oprah for the movie, for acting.
Crash.
Yeah, he couldn't get on there for the rapping, but they was like, I'll take you as an actor.
But did she diss it?
Nah, he was on there. He was salty. He was pissed off. I'd have been mad too. You on the show for not your natural craft. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
she chopped him up though. She didn't put his whole shit up.
She didn't chop him up? I know she did.
Yeah, man,
but Luda is so goddamn sharp. He chopped up too, though, didn't he?
If I remember, he didn't say a whole lot, man.
He got
but,
chopped up, he said.
Yeah, but...
But then what's she doing now lately? She partying with Pharrell and them?
Is she really?
She's a star jacket.
Oh, man, she on some other shit.
Thanks, sir.
But, man,
hey,
dog.
Hey, Stephen better watch out, shit.
But face
damn me, for real, them ain't playing shit. They been fucking around there and be without.
He said without.
You wouldn't touch Oprah.
I wouldn't.
Who, me?
I'd touch her when she was thinner.
I would. I would be mad about it. I think I'd be mad about it, but I would.
Hey, man. Hey,
she got so much paper, though.
With all due respect, I make Oprah a woman.
Yes, sir.
She's 50. Goddamn.
Make her feel pretty.
Hey, hold up, nigga. I make her feel like a natural woman.
Face with that.
Make her feel real pretty.
Hold up. So
I do it just
you
like
hit
I
did
my grandma.
Topic?
I take that comb and comb through her hand, scratch her head, boy, shit. Rub on her feet for her.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This dude crazy.
He's hitting on our topic.
What's the topic?
Don't ask me out the wheel.
Okay. Face, hold on, man. I gotta get at you with our topic of the day, and this shit then kind of got twisted up, man.
Eek on it.
But a lot of the youngins out here, at least from what it looks like, dog, is paying for that pussy, and it's a problem. It's looking like an epidemic right now, man. You got LT then fucked up, and then you got this Cat Stacks trick out here busting out all these dudes, man. And you had Bow Wow too. He said it wasn't him. He said it was Photoshop, but his Twitter said how much for some dome. He was talking to some broad. So man, what's going on, man? I mean, is tricking back in effect?
I think it may be I don't know none of these kids. It's for real, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know like Bow Wow, and I know a couple of more of the kids, but I don't know the situation in all honesty.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes a motherfucker will buy some pussy just so you know a nigga can fucking be through with it.
Exactly.
Hold on, man.
Thank you.
So you sounded like you ended up on his side, man, because now it's the old school of thought, man. It ain't tricking if you got it, and if you got money to blow, then why not?
The thing is, man. Sometimes you got a piece at the house, you know, and sometimes you need one to fuck off. The thing is, man. The thing is, man, either way it goes, you're going to pay for some pussy. I don't know if you're going to pay for it by paying a light bill or going out to dinner or going to the movies or buying, putting some money on a college tuition or but eventually, you know, to cut through the chase, man, get that bitch a couple of $100. And be through with it.
Thank
cut
you.
All fucking ties right there.
Yeah.
Oh man, he on your side, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying,
it's all money.
Excuse me, I know the pussy free. I know the crack costs money. But at the end of the day, bro, I mean, the longer you with this bitch, the more money you gonna spend. And you could have just dropped, $200 or $300 on this hoe and been through with it.
Man, that's a good point, man.
An investment is a fucking investment. Money is money. Fuck it.
I still say
a bitch is a bitch.
To me, though, it's a pride thing, though, man.
GP. It's GP.
I mean, fuck pride, man. I mean, you talk that shit about these women, man, but what you gonna do without them?
Nothing. You're going to hang out with your hand. Left
you'll
or
hang
right.
out with your yeah, homeboys?
I feel you. I feel you, man. But,
oh, man. Oh, man. I ain't finna give this motherfucker my $500 for no pussy. I go with my homeboy, Hines. We can jack off together. Oh, man.
Pause.
Man, go on and spend that little old money, man, and get an oil change in a car, man, and get you some pussy going on home, man.
Oh, man. That's bullshit. You can't, man.
Save $500, jack off with your homeboy. Pause.
Exactly. Hey. Yeah, man. Hey.
Shit.
Denying the stripper saves $500. Denying the movie saves $200. And dinner and shit, yeah. But the look on your face when you gotta go and stand out in your homeboy bathroom and jack off, and your partner walk in on you while you jacking off, priceless.
That's good shit. Face, man.
And don't spend that motherfucking money, man. And if you can't afford to get the high class, man, go on spend your $30-$40, man.
Oh, man. See, you're treading a different territory there, dog.
All over the place.
You might not be healthy after that type of shit.
I'm hoping you're going to put a sock on your dick, though, right?
I hope so, man, but shit.
A tube sock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shit, you taking a chance fucking that motherfucker that costs $1,500. Just because this fucking high price don't mean it's right.
No doubt.
Damn,
true
guess,
indeed.
Yeah.
Church.
That shit real.
Hey, man, I'm just a bad dude. 100% nigga, man. You talking to one. I've been a whole bunch of places, man, and seen a whole bunch of things, bro. Met a whole lot of people. But there's two things in this world I ain't never seen.
What's that?
I ain't never seen a UFO. And I ain't never met a bitch I need.
Face, man. Man, appreciate the call, dog. I mean, I don't know how you found out or who. Yep. Was you on Twitter?
Nah, y'all got it. Y'all, some people is listening to y'all, man. And this dude named D Rich on Twitter, man.
Okay.
Shouts to B. That's B.O.B.'s manager.
D-E-R-R-I-C-H-H. Y'all follow
that's Derek.
His ass.
Okay.
Derek. That ain't no motherfucking Derek. Okay, Derek. y'all got Derek to thank, man, because I was going through my timeline. He was like, yeah, they talking about you now, nigga. Call them.
Yeah.
Thanks,
so I was like, nigga, face from the ace. What's popping?
Well, shouts to D, man. Shouts to you for calling in, man. And, hey, anytime.
We'd love to have you back.
Yeah, whenever, man. If you want to call in out the blue, hey, it's all good. Lines is always open, man, to talk to you, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, man. And well, if you need me, homie, just call me, dude. I got a whole bunch of game, man. I've been around a long time. And I ain't even 40 yet.
Like I said, we love to soak that shit up, man. That's good. Sure. Good
I
shit
know,
to
man.
Have, man.
Appreciate
I'll
it.
I'll raise around the game, baby, so I know a lot about it. You feel me?
No doubt, man. Be easy, man.
Anyway, thank you.
All right, peace.
I appreciate it, man. 100.
All right.
There you have it. There you have
it. Oh, my God, man. That shit. Wow.
Shouts to D. Big shouts to D.
Thanks, oh, yeah. D, you that dude, man. I got you.
Turn up your radio. HoodHype.com. Funny, you hustled and died on the verge of pawning your jewelry and selling your ride. Somebody should have told him ain't no life in these streets. You only out here till you touch it. When you touch it, you ease.